This is the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast, episode 683, What's Hot About YouTube Education with Tyler Tarver, sponsored by the TGR Foundation and Discovery Education. Welcome to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast, hosted by author, educator, speaker, and mom, the cool cat teacher, Vicki Davis. Today, you're going to learn some creative, time-saving, and even surprising ways to use YouTube in your teaching. Vicki's guest, Tyler Tarver, is the dean of NLC College, an author and podcast host, Google Innovator and Certified Trainer, and an Apple Distinguished Educator. With over 14 million views and 60,000 subscribers on YouTube, obviously engagement is not a problem for him. So get ready to hear some great ideas. Enjoy!
Hey everybody, I can't start the show without thanking today's sponsor, TGR Foundation and Discovery Education. I'm excited about their new no-cost professional development series for STEM educators. This will give schools, particularly those of us from under-resourced communities, the access and materials needed during COVID-19 and beyond for STEM education. I'll tell you more about it at the end of the show. So, Tyler Tarver got on my radar as my teachers and I are becoming Google certified level one, and he's dean of the NLC College, and he has a YouTube channel with over 14 million views and 60,000 subscribers. And we started using his videos that he kind of linked from a checklist from Eric Kurtz on the certification process. So, Tyler, you are all about YouTube, and there's a lot of conversation going on about YouTube these days. What's hot about YouTube and education?
Well, thank you first off for having me on here. I'm super excited. This is really cool. And so I love talking about YouTube, especially with educators, because YouTube is one of the greatest learning tools since the history of learning tools. Like, it's how do we learn? If you're doing something, working on your car or wanting to hang up something on your wall, you YouTube or Google how to do this and you watch somebody walk you through it step by step. So why can't we educate students using the same tool? Because we talk about lifelong learners. This is the greatest lifelong learning tool that we've seen. You can get anybody in the world to teach you almost anything.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes they'll ask me a question. I'm like, why are you asking me? Ask YouTube.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing. That's how they're going to learn. And also they learn through that way and they get to choose their teacher. It's not like, you know, growing up, my teachers in every class were the people that principal of the district that's closest to me, who they hired. Now I can choose between 500 different educators that look and sound and teach different ways, and I get to choose the person I want to learn from. And so I think it's a great way to learn from anybody that you connect with as a learner. It's just an incredible tool.
Well, some folks say, you know, but there's some distractions on there. What's your answer to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's distractions everywhere. Like, you could be sitting in class and the teacher could be teaching. How many of us have gotten on the students for passing notes or doodling or staring at the wall or getting on their phone? There's distractions everywhere. I think that one of the jobs of a teacher is to present the information in a way to where students are engaged and want to learn whatever it is they're learning, as opposed to wanting to just play on Snapchat or whatever else that is taking their attention away. And I could see where, you know, YouTube has a lot of good stuff on it they would want to watch. A lot of bad stuff, but also a lot of good stuff. But I think that as long as you find stuff that they connect with and then build your assignments and assessments in a way that they want to pay attention, I think it's a great, amazing tool.
Well, and of course, you can embed in places to remove some of those ads, of course. And then even Edpuzzle is like so much one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. It's a great tool where it checks in all the checkpoints and you can make sure that you're watching the whole thing. I think it's great. One thing that I will say that I have encouraged some teachers to do, because a lot of teachers through, you know, COVID-19 and what does the fall look like, they want their students to watch videos that they make, but they can't guarantee they're watching it. So I've been pushing a lot of people to do YouTube premieres. It's essentially where you would upload a video instead of it just going live, it's scheduled for a certain time. So I, as a teacher, could film me teaching a 1 hour lesson on Pythagorean theorem, and I could premiere it on my YouTube channel, and then my students know to check in at 8 a.m. on Monday. And as soon as the premiere starts, my video is playing, but then I'm also watching live in the comments, and I could say, hey, everybody, tell me you're here, say present. And then you could take roll as the video starts. And then after that, you could ask them questions to keep them engaged. It's essentially like you are creating a co-teacher in real time that is yourself. And so it's like, this is an amazing tool that you can, you know, keep kids accountable and ask them and adapt and answer questions. I've done this as trainings for teachers. We did a conference a couple weeks ago called the Baller Teacher Conference, and we were alternating between live Q&As and premieres. And I've got the video of me teaching them something, but then I'm answering questions. I'm tossing in links. Teachers are like, hey, where's that resource you just mentioned on the video? And I can grab the link and toss it in real time.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a fascinating way to say, okay, this is the time I'm going to premiere and let's talk about it. So do you do that on your own channel? Do you have a certain time that you premiere your videos?
I do. I've played around with some morning times. So I do different videos that are set, like I'll just toss up, and then others I've been premiering, especially ones training teachers on stuff. But what I've really enjoyed doing is live stuff. So I'll do a premiere and I'll answer questions in there. But then now this week, I'm trying to play around with going live and like how to set up Google Classroom. And I'll toss it out there on like a Facebook group or just go on my YouTube. And then teachers will jump in and they'll ask questions as I'm doing like a walkthrough of what I do, best practices. They can be like, well, how did you do that? Or what would you do if you had this? And they're asking me in real time. I can toss the question up and then I can answer it and show them in real time. So I love premieres, but I also love the interactivity of a live Q&A. So I've been doing both.
You know, there is something to be said. You know, some folks are like, hey, there's just so much out there. Why do I need to make something new? But isn't there something for kids hearing your voice and seeing your face when you're their teacher?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm doing my dissertation on how students stay engaged. Multiple research studies have shown that students connect best whenever it's someone they know in real life, because it's just another layer of connection. As opposed to if you're watching my math video or my Google video or teaching video, I'm just some rando dude. But if you know me in real life, I'm your friend, they're going to watch and like pay more attention and be more invested than they would if it's just some random person because they know me. Same reason that we'll watch a video on Facebook of our niece or nephew running around the yard because we know them versus some random kid running around a yard on Facebook. So yeah, that's spot on.
You know, a lot of teachers are afraid to put their stuff out there. I mean, if we had access to all the unlisted educational goodness, I mean, we would have a lot more videos on YouTube.
Everything.
What do you tell teachers about, you know, putting themselves out there? Because certainly you've had some creepers and some weirdos and some stuff happen, right?
Oh, I've had my fair. I've got a whole album on my phone called YouTube comments where I've screenshot stuff that people have said to me over the years, because I've been on YouTube for 13 years now as an educator. And so most of them are nice because you're giving out free like educational advice. Sometimes they're like, oh, I didn't understand what he said. But then every now and then, most of the ones I get are like, they make fun of my accent, which is totally fine with me.
They make fun of my accent too. And I only have 4,000 people.
People are, they'll mess with me. But it's fun and I love it. And that's the thing. If you're not comfortable, don't. That's what I always tell teachers. When I do trainings on YouTube or I'm speaking at schools, if you don't want to, don't make it unlisted. But if your goal, if your mission is to help students and educate the next generation, you're going to overlook that because you want to help that student that might not connect with their teacher in the classroom.
Well, there's so much we could go into. Is there anything new and cool that YouTube has besides premieres that you think, yeah, this is something teachers need to know?
Well, okay. So this is not YouTube, but it's a platform that utilizes it. I've been using StreamYard. Have you ever used StreamYard?
No, tell me about it.
Okay, so StreamYard, you can get the free version and this is not paid, but I've been using it recently and I use it for the conference. You can do live Q&As and you can stream it to YouTube and or Facebook live. And then you can field comments. You can toss comments up, make them pop up on the screen. It's super easy to use. And you can control like the background templates. And it's a really good way if you're going to roll live and you want to teach something or some curriculum and have students interact, but not like a Zoom call or a Google Meet where people are having to like talk over you. Students are a lot more willing to just toss a comment in as opposed to like unclicking mute and being like, how did you do that? They'll pop in and ask questions. So I like that.
Cool. And, you know, even just reminding teachers that they can embed playlists. Like, to me, that's one of the most useful things on the planet. You know, so talk about, you know, why is that useful?
Oh, my goodness. I did this. So, you know, I work at a college. I've worked in K-12 and now I'm an administrator for a college, but I got to teach a couple classes. I flipped those things. This is a couple years ago. I would go in and get a YouTube playlist and I would get 7 or 8 videos and I would assign that to the students, say, hey, take notes on this. And then we're going to just go into the Q&A section as soon as you get into class. And so they were coming in, they'd have to take a picture and put it into Classroom of their notes to prove that they did it. And then we're literally just covering like the random stuff as opposed to where I'm just delivering content and they're at home struggling with the like individual problems or something crazy that I can't help with. Flipping that, my goodness, it has been incredible. And playlists are an awesome way to keep it organized for them. And so I use my videos because I know that I don't cuss. So it's like, I feel safe tossing my videos in there. So I would just go grab 5 or 6 of my videos on math, put them in a playlist, toss it in Google Classroom and say, hey, watch this, take notes. We're going to just go through stuff when we get back in.
And that is a challenge. And that's why people get followers, because, you know, that not safe for work. I mean, there's kind of a trend in our world of even some pastors that cuss, but, you know, you just don't know about people and you do have to watch all those videos. But if you know somebody a little better and you know who they are, you don't have to worry about Tyler cussing or Vicky cussing, or because it's not going to happen. Somebody'd have to AI it to make it happen.
We curse free since 93. That's what we are.
Okay. Well, Tyler Tarver from Tarver Academy, shout out to my friend Missy, who shared your videos with everybody and said,
Thanks, Missy.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she's like, you know, Tyler Tarver. I'm like, well, I've heard the name, but cool. And so anyway, I'll share that in the show notes too. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you so much, Vicky. I appreciate you.
The TGR Foundation, a Tiger Woods charity, and Discover Education are terrific sponsors for this podcast. They, like me, are focused on empowering students to pursue their passions and self-advocacy skills through education. Their award-winning STEM curricula and college access programs help students achieve a growth mindset. And here's some exciting news for educators. Their brand new series called TGR EDU Explore is rolling out now. It's a no-cost digital professional learning resource which will equip you with new strategies to support your students' successes far beyond school campuses and well beyond COVID-19. Everyone, especially those from under-resourced communities, should have access to these materials. And that is a primary goal of the TGR EDU Explore series. Check out the first module now at coolcatteacher.com/TGR.